Moed Katan, Peregimu Mishnah Hey. The last bit of Mishnah Dalit got cut off. We left off explaining that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says Mishnah Dalit, Kaisav Adam Tfilim Zuzis La'atzmoy, would sound like he's allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed because he's writing it for use right now. It sounds like you're allowed to put on Tfilim Chol HaMoed. You should put on Tfilim Chol HaMoed. And we said that L'chor Tolid, Machlokes Rishonim, in whether Melocha on Chol HaMoed is Deraisa Derabbanon. Why is that? Because the Rishonim explained that if Melocha on Chol HaMoed is Aser, then the Yom Tif is a Moed. If it's a Moed, if it's a complete Moed, so then it's an Ois. If it's an Ois, that's the Drash of the Gemara, that whenever the Ois of Shabbos or Yom Tif exists, then the Ois of Tefillin should not be performed. But if Melocha on Chol HaMoed is Derabbanon, so then it's the Chol HaMoed is not a complete ois. Others dispute that. Pesach and Sukkot have their own ois, even without Issur Melocha. Pesach is an Issur Chometz and Achilas Matzah, and Sukkot is a mitzvah of Shivas Yom, the Teshuvah Sukkot. So Mel, that itself creates the ois, but that's debatable. That's all the raid from Tosfos and Chagiga. And the Mishnah finishes off, V'toyve al yurechoy tcheles l'tzitzis. Certainly there's a mitzvah of tzitzis on Chol HaMoed. If he's not doing it commercially, but he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. But what the Gemara does say is, and the Rav brings it, that toiv al yurechoy means that it should be done with a shinui. You read the normal way of dyeing something, spinning the wool, is to do it with fingers, to do it properly. So toiv al yurechoy, he does it against his thigh, this way there's a certain shinui. Why not write tefillin with a shinui? It's not mavur in the Mishnah, because tefillin, to write, you have to write properly. In order for tefillin to be kosher, the ksiva has to be a ksiva no. Over here, the strings don't have to be made that well. You could remake the strings of the tzitzis after Yom Tov. You could do it properly. It's wrong to write a tefillin which is not written with a ksiva no. That's what the Gemara says. L'maisa l'halocha. The Rav brings that one is allowed to do the tzitzis since it's tzarech mitzvah. Mutter tvias adam tchelas l'bigdei ben b'plach ben b'evin. He's allowed to do it any way he wants, even professionally, even the right way. He's not doing it commercially. And l'halocha we also pass, like the Shita reviewed, that one could write tefillin for themselves. The L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch has brought a Shita that even if one needs, a sofer needs for tzorche yom tif, that for Revach, so since it's Tzorche Yom Tif, and since the writing of Tefillin Seif Kol Seif is a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not Stam a professional activity, so then one is allowed to do it. Now back to Mishnah. HaKoyves Meisei Shloshu Yom Koydim L'Regel. Here we're getting into Hilchas Avelus, and this is really the Makor, the Sugis in Shas, that discuss Hilchas Avelus are here. The minig by Klal Yisrael is not to overly learn the halachas of Avelus, Shtichel Simen Ra, except when Rachman Tzon, a person has to know them. However, a person who's learning straight through Shas, or a person who has a kfius learning Mishnah straight through Shas, Avada continues Kedarka. Daf Yomi doesn't skip the blood of Hilchos Avelus. We're talking about learning Hilchos Avelus out of a Shulchan Aruch, unless one is holding there in a limud straight of Shulchan Aruch. So the minig in many communities is one doesn't learn it straight, except for Machma Tzarech. But we're learning Kedar Keinu, so we're going to learn the Mishnah. Hilchas Avelus, L'choira Avelus of Kol Shiva, 7 days after one loses a close relative, Rachman Al-Tzlan, is Dirabonon. It's a takana. What's brought in the Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Shiva Simei HaMishnah, Sheva Brachas, and he was also Misakin Shiva Simei Avelus. The Santa Zach. You see how life cycle things go together by Klal Yisrael. The same takon of Moshe Rabbeinu on Shiva Simei Amishtah, Shiva Simei Avelus. Whether the first day of Avelus is the Raisa or the Rabbanon is the subject of dispute amongst Rishonim. But we'll look at Shevas Yimei Avelus Bechativa Achaz as the Rabbanon. Avelus starts Rachman Tzon after the Kvura, not before. The period before the Kvura, there are certain restrictions, but it's not Avelus, it's called Aninus. Primarily, it's an Issel Gabi Achilles Kochim. There are other Dinim Otu Achilles Kochim. Person's in a state of Aninus, he's part of mitzvahs and so on. But Avelus proper is Shiva Sayyamim. There are certain dinim of avelus that are noyig until the end of shloshim. That's what we call shloshim. The dinim after shloshim that are noyig is a certain miut, and a lot of that are levels of derabbanans of minhagim. It's a certain miut in regular snagus, but it's not proper avelus. What we're talking about is the ikir dinim avelus, which by the way is on the sheva krovim, aviv imay b'noy bitei och v'achose ishtoi. Or a woman on her husband. The general categories of Isure Avelus is an Isur Asiyas Melocha, Rechitza, wearing shoes, Tashma Shamita, Talmud Torah, what's called She'ela Sholem, greeting other people regularly, washing clothing, which goes together with Rechitza, haircut, shaving, and so on, and participating in Simcha in any way. The Avelus of Shloshim, what continues, is the Isser of, let's say, cleaning clothing. Not regular laundry, not kibbutz begodim, but what's called gihutz, which means pressing clothing, sending to a dry cleaner, and so on. Taspiris, shaving haircuts, and Simcha. The Klal HaGodol, which is the Hakdamah to Aum Din, is that Yom Tif is mevatel, the din of the Simchas Yom Tif is mevatel the din of Avelus. The person Rachman son sending Shiva before Yom Tif, so then Yom Tif is mafsik, and that's it. That's the end of Shiva. If the Avelus is Chal Rachman son, somebody passed away on Yom Tif, they buried on Chol HaMoed, or passed away on Chol HaMoed, the Avelus does not start until afterwards. There is a halacha that Dvorim Shibitzino, where it's not public avelus, and we have to describe what that is. We'll get to that. The avelus bitzino will be noig even beregel. The same thing is true when a person is sitting shiva on Shabbos, except that Shabbos is not mevatel the avelus. Shabbos just means that one can show the nihugim of avelus berabim, but avelus bitzino avada is noig. Somebody who started sitting shiva before Yom Tov, like we just said, will get up from Shiva when Yom Tov comes in. The Mishnah is now going to discuss that halacha. It's really part of Hilchos Yom Tov. Hakoves meiseh shloisha yom kodem leregel, within 3 days before Yom Tov. Botlei menu gzeira Shiva. The reason why he calls it gzeira Shiva is like we said, it's a takon de rabbona. The 3 days, which we're not so familiar with, we're used to aninus, 7, 30, and then 12 months. What's 3 days? The Gemara says, Shloisha yom lebechi v'shiva lehespid. The 7 days of Avelus that we're used to, there is a level of choymer in the Avelus, the ikir Avelus lebchiyo, not just being connected to the Misa of that close relative, but Shloisha yom lebechiyo, which is a higher level of intensity, there are dinim that are more chomer. So the stam of the Mishnah is that the only time Shiva is over is only if the person went already through the first 3 days. If the 3 days haven't happened, it's as if the person never sat Shiva. And then he's mashlim, let's say if it was 2 days. And by the way, when we talk about days, it's a well-known halacha that by Avelus Miktsas Hayom Kekula, if somebody, if a mess was buried Monday afternoon, the Monday counts as one of the first 3 days, part of the Shiva. So if a close relative passed away on Monday the person sat down Shiva. Yom Tov is on Wednesday. So there's a Monday, Tuesday. But Tuesday night, going into Yom Tov, ready, the Avelus is bottled. But it's not bottled because you didn't go through the first 3 days. Lamaisa, the meaning in Klal Yisrael is not that way. The Psak in Klal Yisrael is not that way, because the Gemara brings Shittas that argue. It's a Gemara in Daf Chof over here. That even if it was Shor Achas Lefnei, the way the Rab brings it, we look at the beginning of Shiva as the Avelus was already Chal. You don't need the 3 days. Now what's Yemavur over here is Botlam and Gzera Shiva, the Rab brings down, but the Din of Shloshim, which is a separate period of Avelus, that does not become Botl. So after Yom Tov, he has to be Noig 30 days minus whatever he kept. And that din, the dinim of not taking haircuts and simcha, whatever other dinim of an oval there is b'tek shloshim, that will still have. And like we explained, if shmoina, if it's already on the eighth day, so that means that Shloshim started, so then Batel Memenu Gzeira Shloshim. He already, Yom Tov is mafsik, both Shiva and Shloshim. So Mela, if he started Shloshim, then it's mafsik Shloshim. If he started only Shiva, so it's mafsik Shiva, but Shloshim he has. And then the Mishnah Fir Zois, Bnei Sha'omru, Shabbos Oyla Ve'ena Mafsekes. If it's the eighth day, by definition, Shabbos is one of the days. Why don't we say Shabbos is mafsik Ve'avelus? The Teretz says Shabbos is Oyla, and it's included in the 7 days. Avelus is Noyig on Shabbos. The Simcha is a din davka Yom Tov. Shabbos is no din Simcha. There's a din that one can't ruin Shabbos because Avelus professor is also on Shabbos. But for him personally, he is in a state of Avelus. Dvarim Shebitzin is Noig. So Shabbos Oyla Ve'enu Mafsekes. Shabbos is B'toich HaChesbon of the 7 days. Ve'enu Mafsekes is not Mafsek Avelus. Regolim Yom Tovim, because of the Mitzvah Simcha, Mafsikin Ve'enu Oylim. The Yom Tov is not including Yom Avelus. So if a person, Rachman Tzlan, lost a relative on Chol HaMoed, so then Yom Tov is not B'chlal. He doesn't sit Shiva until afterwards. And if Yom Tov comes in the middle of the Shiva, or the middle of the Shloshim, it's Mafsik, Mafsikin Ve'enu Oylim. L'chayra, when we say that Yom Tov is Mevatel, the Poshut HaMashmois is that Yom Tov is Mevatel Davelos B'chlal, and if somebody is sits Shiva, gets up, when he gets up on Yom Tov after a day or two of Shiva, it's Mafsik L'gami, even Dvarim Shabbatin are not Noig. It's not like Shabbos. It's Mafsik. Shabbos is Eino Mafsekes. It's also Oyla. Davelos is there. Why? Because the Dvarim Shabbatin are there. Yom Tov is not Dvarim Shabbatin. This is the shita of the Rambam. The Rav brings it. L'maisa, a lot of Rishonim argue, and in Erechaim Tov Kuf Mem Ches, this halacha is brought, that even if Shiva is Nifsak, Al Yidei Yom Tov, but Dvarim Shebitzin is Yes Noig. Mishnah Vov, Rebbe Lezer Oymer, M'shechor Beis HaMikdosh, Atzeres K'Shabbos. Tzant halacha. That Shavuos might lose its power to be Mafsik and Avelus. What Rebbe Lezer is saying is that it's not just the mitzvah of Simcha that doesn't allow for Avelus. It's when there's a tremendous hefsek of a Yom Tov of 7 days, that's a complete break with the state of Avelus. The same way Avelus is 7 days. A break of a Yom Tov that's 7 days, that means Avelus is over. Done. What happens? What happened when Shavuos Bizman Abayis? What he means Bizman Abayis, the Yom Tov is not different, but there were Karbonis. The 6 days of Shavuos after Shavuos are Yemei Miluim that Karbonis could still be brought. The Indian that we'll see in Yetz Hashem, Mesachs Chagig, it's also in Daf Yud Zayin. In any case, that defines the 6 days after Shavuos as part really of a Yom Tov of 7 days. Why the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is not to say Tachton the whole week of Shavuos, because we look at it as a regal of 7 days, so to speak. So because of that, there was a hefsek as well, not only by Pesach and Sukkot, but also by Shavuos. But Bizman HaZer, Blazer says no. Rambam Gamliel has a different shita. He doesn't hold of this Hagdara that a Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Simcha, has to be a Simchas regal of 7 days. He holds even a Yom Tov which is 1 day. Not only that, but a Chiddush, not only Sholosh Regalim, but Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim K'Regalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do we find the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Kippur? There's certainly no mitzvah of a Simachta B'Chagecha. There's no Karbonis of Simcha. There's no Chiv of being the regal afilo hachi. He holds that all Mayadim, Eile Mayadim Hashem, Ashatikra Hassan, B'Mayadim, Tetz Yom Tov brings, that all Mayadim Hashavim, L'gabi this ability to be Mafsik Avelus. They have a middle ground. Atzeres kirigolim. They taka don't hold the unity on to of 7 days to be mafsik avelus. In that sense, atzeres, even bezmanazeh, of course, is kirigolim. Rosh Hashanah v'yeme kippurim, since there's no mitzvah of simcha, that's kishabbos. That's their shita. La locha, we hold that all yom tevim are mafsik avelus. There's an important cheshbon that we have to cheshbon that comes from the Gemara. The Rav brings most of the Cheshbon, we'll explain that a little more by Richus, and that is like this. How do we Cheshbon Shloshim with somebody who, Rachman's son, was sitting Shiva before Yom Tov, and the rest of the Shiva was cancelled before Yom Tov? Picture somebody sitting down, Rahman Slan, he just came back from his father's levaya, he sits down, Erev Pesach. So if he sat Shiva even for a few hours, Yom Tov is mafsik. Not only that, but the time before Yom Tov is considered, since that was his Shiva, that's like 7 days. Adding the 8 days of Pesach, we add 7 to 8, is 15. And then the Shloshim, which he didn't start yet, so Yom Tov was mafsik, right? We said we learned before that Yom Tov is mafsik Shloshim, but if he hadn't started yet Shloshim, gzer Shloshim lebotlo. So where's the 30 days? 7 of the Shiva, which was only an hour or two, 8 of Yom Tov, 15, then another 15 days. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, where Yom Tov is only 7 days, so it's 7 plus 7, so Meli has 16 days. Shavuos, the same thing. Since we paskin that Shavuos is considered a mafsik, so Memela, if he sat Shiva for a few hours, for an hour before Shavuos, that's 7 days. Not only that, but since we're paskining that Shavuos is considered a full regel, then it has the koyach, the toikeval, the mitzvah simchas Yom Tov, to be like 7 days of Yom Tov. And what we do is we add the 7 days which were encapsulated in an hour of Shiva, the 7 days of Yom Tov, which are included all in the 1 day of Yom Tov, and that's 14, and then the Shloshim is only going to be another 16 days. Rosh Hashanah will also cancel. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there'll be Shloshim, but Yom Kippur will cancel the Shloshim. He sat Shiva for an hour before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Mafsik. Rosh Hashanah itself is a Yom Tov. So Mamela Bottle HaShiva. Shloshim starts right afterwards, the night of Tzom Gedalia, Motzi Rosh Hashanah. But now Yom Kippur is Mafsik the Shloshim, that's it for Shloshim. And the same goes for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yom Kippur, he gets up, it's Mafsik Shiva. Gzera Shloshim starts right after Yom Kippur, goes till Sukkot, Sukkot is Mavatl. If somebody sat Shiva Rachman Atzlan right before Sukkot for a few minutes, so Mamela, that's 7 days, Altsna Velus. The 7 days of Sukkot is 14. Here's a chiddush. Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmoi. So that's another 7 days. So that's 21. Simchas Torah is another one. Is 22. The Shloshim will only be 8 days on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. All these halachas are cheshvan dan yoridei shin tzadik tes. We'll add one more detail because the Rav brings it, and that is that if Yom Tov is canceling Shloshim, so L'chayot cancels it when he gets into Yom Tov. No, the halach is with Magdim, that since his Shloshim is going to be overstepping into Yom Tov, he's allowed to take a haircut, and he's allowed to clean his clothing, and he's allowed to take a shower before Yom Tov. Shall is he allowed to take it only as close to Yom Tov as possible, even from Chatzos? That's already a discussion. B'shas Atak, he could be, the Oval could rely on this man of Chatzos. Just discussed a lot of Inyonim. Is Hashem, we give all of Klai Yisrael a bracha that should only be Hilchus, or just for learning, it should never be negayim. You bilam of us. Umocha Hashem dim mi'al kapon.